Well, thank you so much for all your love and prayers. As I've said, it's great to be back. I've had a slow week, but I have managed to write a sermon, but I've no idea what it's like. Took me for ages. But anyway, I've done it. But it's lovely to be together on this third Sunday in Advent. O Lord, open our lips.
And
And
our
our
mouths
mouths
shall
shall proclaim
proclaim
your
your
praise.
praise,
Reveal among us the light of your presence, that
that
we
we
may
may
behold
behold
your
your
power
power
and
and
glory.
glory.
Blessed are you, sovereign God of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the lingering shadows of the night. As we look for your coming among us this day, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed
Blessed be
be God
God
forever.
forever. And so, in the season of Advent, we turn to our confession. Come, let us return to the Lord and say,
Lord
Lord our
our God,
God, in
in
our
our sin
sin we
we have
have
avoided
avoided your
your
call.
call.
Our
Our
love
love
for
for
you
you
is
is
like
like
a
a
morning
morning
cloud,
cloud.
like the dew that goes away early. Have
Have
mercy
mercy
on
on us.
us. Deliver
Deliver us
us from
from
judgment.
judgment.
Bind
Bind
up
up
our
our
wounds
wounds
and
and
revive
revive us.
us. In
In
Jesus
Jesus
Christ
Christ
our
our
Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And our first canticle this morning begins by saying the refrain, and I suggest that we say the whole canticle together. Look
Look
toward
towards
the
the
east,
east,
O
O Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, and
see
see the
the
glory
glory
that
that
is
is
coming
coming
from
from God.
God. Blessed
Blessed
be
be
the
the
Lord,
Lord,
the
the
God
God
of
of Israel,
Israel,
who
who
has
has come
come
to
to
his
his
people
people
and
and
set
set
them
them
free.
free.
He
He
has
has
raised
raised
up
up
for
for
us
us
a
a
mighty
mighty
Saviour,
Saviour,
born
born
of
of
the
the
house
house
of
of
his
his
servant
servant
David.
David.
Through
Through
his
his
holy
holy
prophets,
prophets,
God
God
promised
promised
of
of
old
old
to
to
save
save
us
us
from
from
our
our
enemies,
enemies,
from
from
the
the
hands
hands
of
of
all
all
that
that
hate
hate
us,
us,
to
to
show
show
mercy
mercy
to
to
our
our
ancestors,
ancestors,
and
and
to
to
remember
remember
his
his
holy
holy
covenant.
covenant.
This
This
was
was
the
the
oath
oath
God
God
swore
swore
to
to
our
our
father
father
Abraham,
Abraham,
to
to
set
set
us
us
free
free
from
from
the
the
hands
hands
of
of
our
our
enemies,
enemies,
free
free
to
to
worship
worship
him
him
without
without
fear,
fear,
holy
holy
and
and
righteous
righteous
in
in
his
his
sight
sight
all
all
the
the
days
days
of
of
our
our
life.
life.
And
And
you,
you,
child,
child,
shall
shall
be
be
called
called
the
the
prophet
prophet
of
of
the
the
Most
Most
High,
High,
for
for
you
you
will
will
go
go
before
before
the
the
Lord
Lord
to
to
prepare
prepare
his
his
way,
way,
to
to
give
give
his
his
people
people
knowledge
knowledge
of
of
salvation
salvation
by
by
the
the
forgiveness
forgiveness
of
of
all
all
their
their
sins.
sins.
In
In
the
the
tender
tender
compassion
compassion
of
of
our
our
God,
God,
the
the
dawn
dawn
from
from
on
on
high
high
shall
shall
break
break
upon
upon
us
us
to
to
shine
shine
on
on
those
those
who
who
dwell
dwell
in
in
darkness
darkness
and
and
the
the
shadow
shadow
of
of
death,
death,
and
and
to
to
guide
guide
our
our
feet
feet
into
into
the
the
way
way
of
of
peace.
peace.
Glory
Glory
to
to
the
the
Father,
Father,
and
and
to
to
the
the
Son,
Son,
and
and
to
to
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
as
as
it
it
was
was
in
in
the
the
beginning,
beginning,
is
is
now,
now,
and
and
shall
shall
be
be
forever.
forever.
Amen.
Amen.
And the first reading is taken from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord, my soul rejoices my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and the garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our second canticle this morning are more words from Isaiah 35, a song of the wilderness. And we say the refrain together. Lift up your voice with strength, O herald of good tidings. The wilderness and the dry land shall rejoice. The desert shall blossom and burst into song. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weary hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to the anxious, be strong, fear not. Your God is coming with judgment, coming with judgment to save you. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame leap like a hart and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The ransomed of the Lord shall return with singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. Joy and gladness shall be theirs, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lift up your voice with strength, O herald of good tidings.
And the second reading is taken from John 1. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confess freely, I am not the Messiah. They asked him, then who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, no. Finally, they said, who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord. Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, then why do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Sometimes the lectionary is very confusing, and this week is no exception. And neither was last week. Last week's gospel reading was from Mark, our lectionary gospel for this year. And this week's gospel reading is from John. Well, what's so strange about that? Well, it's this. Neither gospel readings from last week or this week say anything at all about Jesus' birth. In the run-up to Christmas, you would have thought that at least one of our gospel readings in Advent would have mentioned it, but they haven't, not even a whisper. And even though the Gospels of Mark and John are very different in style and content, neither mention the birth of Jesus at all. However, they do both say the same thing as they set the scene for their Gospels. They both quote Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, in the opening chapters. I am a voice shouting in the wilderness, clear the way for the Lord's coming. Both John and Mark point the spotlight onto John the Baptist as the one who would prepare the way for Jesus. In the first three short verses, verses 6 to 8 in John's Gospel, we learn four things about Jesus. Firstly, that he was sent from God. Secondly, that he came to be a witness to tell about the light. Thirdly, that he would help other people to believe, and that he is not to be confused with Jesus, the Messiah, who is the light of the world. Neither was John Elijah or one of the prophets. John was a lonely voice in the wilderness, and he will be the one to prepare the way. Both Mark and John quote John the Baptist using the same words. John knows who he is. He knows that he is in the spotlight, but he also knows that the spotlight shouldn't really be shining on him. It should be shining on the one who is yet to come, on Jesus the Messiah. As John says, though his ministry follows mine, I am not even worthy to be his slave and untie the straps of his sandal. In other words, I'm not even worthy to lick his boots, says John. Actually, the other thing that I have noticed about this morning's gospel from John's gospel is that John paints a very different picture of John the Baptist. This is not an account of a shouty, disruptive, upsetting John the Baptist. John, in this account, is much quieter and more respectful. He knows exactly who he is and who he isn't. How easy it would have been for John to have enjoyed basking in the spotlight and to begin to believe that he was more than he really was. It might be tempting for John the Baptist to think that he had Messiah-like qualities after all. He was older than Jesus, and at this point in the biblical narrative, had received far more public attention and affirmation. Jesus was still largely unknown. How important it is to know who we are before God. We are his much beloved children. We are called to serve, not to be served. We are called to be disciples, to carry our cross and to follow. We are called to point people to Jesus, not necessarily to our churches or to ourselves, but to Jesus Christ, for he alone is the light that shines in the darkness. I think all of this indicates that both John and Mark are saying something that is amazing, stupendous, and radical. That Christmas is about something far more radical than a baby born in a stable. As C.S. Lewis wrote, once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than our whole world. The birth of Jesus heralds something cosmic, a turning point in human history. It speaks of outrageous love and joy and grace and forgiveness. It speaks of hope, hope for the whole world. For Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. As John Betjeman so beautifully puts it in the last three verses of his Christmas poem. And is it true? And is it true? This most tremendous tale of all, seen in a stained glass window's hue, a baby in an ox's stall, the maker of the stars and sea become a child on earth for me. And is it true? For if it is, no loving fingers tying strings around those tissued fripperies, the sweet and silly Christmas things, bath salts and inexpensive scent, a hideous tie so kindly meant. No love that in a family dwells, no caroling on frosty air, nor all the steeple-shaking bells can with this single truth compare, that God was man in Palestine and lives today in bread and wine. I wonder whether the religious leaders expected John to say that he was the Messiah, or at very least Elijah or Moses. After all, they knew the scriptures, and they knew Isaiah 61, which was our Old Testament reading this morning. Was John a disappointment to them? Well, I expect he was, because John was already shining the spotlight away from himself and pointing them to Jesus. I read this week, there are plenty of messiahs who will tell you what to believe, how to behave, and what to say. They will have the right answer and offer you a quick fix and a sure way to salvation. You will find them not only in the world, but in the church too. They prey on our anxiety and in our anxiety. It is tempting to look for quick salvation, for the flashy program that will bring the people back, or the right branding that will secure a flourishing future. In desperation, we could so easily reach for a new Messiah or dress up a new Elijah or one of the prophets with better computer graphics. So in these last few days of Advent, let us focus our attention on Jesus and all that his birth means for us and for the whole world, that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And in particular, he is with the poor, the brokenhearted, the grieving and those who mourn, the hungry, the weak, the displaced, the vulnerable and the lonely. Amidst the sorrow of this world, there is a clear message of hope. There is light shining in the darkness. God is with us. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we bring our prayers and the concerns of our hearts to you. Our prayers for those around us, those we love and care for, those whose situations cause us pain, anguish, and distress. As Advent preparations gather pace and thoughts turn to celebrating the birth of Jesus, we pray for those who know nothing of your nativity, who haven't felt your presence, experienced your love, or shared that joy. For those who do know you and strive to follow you, but who feel overwhelmed by all that is going on around them and find it hard to share the joy we have in you. Advent God, hear our prayer. For those who are uncertain of themselves, of their worth, their direction in life and purpose. For those who think they have nothing to offer to anyone. For those who think they are far more important than they are. For those who inflate their own importance to the neglect of what is right, loving and caring to those around them. Advent God, hear our prayer. For those who are frightened of the weeks to come because of debt that burdens them, because of no or not enough work or insufficient income, for those who must choose between eating or heating, for those upset that they can't give the gifts that they want to those they love and care for. Advent God, hear our prayer. For those who are laid low with illness, physical or mental, who can see no improvement nor a path to a better health. And this morning we think of Jack, Brenda, Olivia, Mary, Keith, Janice, Joy, Peter, Rosemary, Shirley, Emily, Mandy, Will, Muriel, Mike, Bob, Jean, Joan, Mark, Mary D, Mary B, John, Joy, Alex, Rupert, Maya, Jean B, and Jean P. For those who await tests and operations, fearful of the outcome and their future prospects, for those who are dying and know that death is near, may they know care, love, and support, and may they feel enveloped in a peace beyond all understanding. And we think today of the family and friends of those who have recently died. Mary Shear, Ivy Collins, Avril Bennett, Mervyn Carey, Alan Bristow, and Maureen Batstone. Advent God, hear our prayer. For those countries embroiled in war and violence, for those for whom Christmas will come and go with violence, injury, and death all around them, for those who have no home, safety, or security, we pray especially for those living in the Holy Land, which seems so far from that as we look on and feel their pain. We remember too Ukraine and the violence meted out by the Russian regime and so many other war-torn countries. Advent God,
hear our prayer.
For the leaders of the nations who met at the COP28 Climate Change Conference, may they act on the agreements they made, and may they and we, the world in all its fullness, engage with the reality of global warming and the danger to life in all its forms. Advent God, hear our prayer. For those who are re-experiencing pain and anguish as a result of the COVID inquiry and all the questions and answers and confusions that we hear daily. For those who have tried to move on in life post-COVID after illness and death of family and friends. For all those involved in decision-making and in caring, and now in investigating and probing, may there be honesty and transparency, care and concern for all involved. Advent God,
hear our prayer.
For those who will work over Christmas to keep us safe and cared for, those who will work to keep the shops open to meet our needs, who will drive vans loaded with cards and parcels to bring us gifts and news of friends near and far. Advent God, hear our prayer. For all those we will meet and share with this coming week, that they may see through us the light of Christ, that they may feel your love and presence through us, that they may see what a difference you make to our lives, and experience for themselves what a difference you can make to their lives. May love, joy, hope, peace, light, and life be shared amongst us. Advent God,
hear our prayer.
Bless us, Almighty God, and for those for whom we have prayed.
Amen. And the collect for the day, the third Sunday in Advent. O Lord Jesus Christ, who at your first coming sent to your messenger to prepare your way before you, grant that the ministers and stewards of your mysteries may likewise so prepare and make ready your way by turning the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, that at your second coming to judge the world, we may be found an acceptable people in your sight. For you are alive in the reign with the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May God the Father, who loved the world so much he sent his only Son, come among us in great humility. Open your eyes to look for his coming again. Amen. May God the Son give you grace to live in the light of his coming as Redeemer and Judge. Amen. May God the Spirit free you from sin, make you holy, and bring you to eternal life. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us and those we love and pray for today and always. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much for your company this morning. Thank you for your love and your friendship. I will be back same time next Sunday, and also at 9 o'clock on Christmas morning, if you would like to join me for a short act of worship then. We will be sending out both those services at the end of this week, so you should get Advent 4 or Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, should you wish to join us. Anyway, we have a good week, and it's lovely to be back with you.
Lovely to see you.
Hope to see you
yeah,
next
absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely lovely to see
as
you
as we approach Christmas. Lots of love. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank
have
you
a good
so much.
Day,
a lovely service.
Bye bye.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye bye.
Seeing you.
Bye bye, everyone. Bye bye. Bye bye.